Welcome everybody back to the Forrest Stevens Show. So I have some things that I want to share. I don't know how interesting this will be to anybody. I'm not sure how interesting any of this has been for anyone. I'm at 128 episodes of this podcast. And when I just went back and changed all the podcast titles so that they had the corresponding number with when they were released. And that number really stuck out to me. You know, I did that when I was at 125. Since then, I'd recorded an episode that was different than what my intention was, and an episode, a couple guest episodes. And I just have been questioning, like I have multiple times in this process of podcasting, whether this is really truly for me. I think 125 episodes is a lot. That's more than 2 years worth of weekly episodes. And I just think I haven't seen any success. The most successful podcast I've ever done on this channel is basically just calling out another podcast for being fake wrestling, you know? And they're just keeping it kayfabe. And that's that, you know, like, am I really providing that much value with my most listened to, my most watched episode of this podcast? I think back on some of the others, and I think there's little bits and pieces here and there, but I want to create things of value, and I just wonder if this in some ways has been holding me back. So that's a question that I asked myself earlier, and it's a complex answer, and I think this might be interesting possibly to anybody that is contemplating or having to choose something in their life right now. Because choices are tough, choices are hard to make, and sometimes the things we do impact us more than we realize and sometimes less. So with this podcast, you might think, okay, what's an hour a week of talking to a camera by yourself or finding a guest and having them on and talking to them for an hour, you know, like how much work is that? Isn't that just the hour? Well, there's a lot that actually goes on behind the scenes. Every week when I finished this podcast, this solo episode, I would start thinking immediately, I would get anxiety about what I was going to talk about next week because I had just burned through all of the material that I had to talk about. So there's this kind of underlying pressure, and pressure can be seen as stress, and these thoughts can be seen as anxieties because I was worried I wouldn't have something. So that's how they kind of formulated themselves or built themselves to manifest for me. And I would have that on the back of my mind. It was like having something on the back burner. And when you have something on the back burner, that will take your attention away occasionally. That's just inevitable because your brain, your thoughts happen to you. And so if there's something on the back of your head, of your mind, your kind of automatic thoughts that we all have kind of popping into our head that we don't really have control over, occasionally they will be about that subject, that thing that you have on the back burner. So for me, that's what this podcast has become to some degree, is me having to think, okay, look inside my life, think about the life experiences I've had this week. Have I learned anything? Have I done anything interesting? Has something happened to me? Have I thought of something? That's basically the thing that I consciously am looking for. And is there something that I can share? And the other worry I have as well is, do I feel up for sharing? Because I go through little depressive episodes. I go through days of not feeling good. You know, if I wake up with a headache, you know, it's like that's going to throw my whole day off to some degree. And yeah, people, we go to work when we have a headache. We push through if we're feeling a bit sad or a bit upset or a bit shitty, and we go to work. But that's because we have to. This is something that's completely optional. Like I said, 128 episodes in, I've made a dime. I've made a nickel from this podcast, and that's from selling my book. And even with my book, it's like there was sort of this correlation between this book and this podcast. This podcast used to be called Tripping. The book itself is called Tripping. There's this real connection between the two, and my idea was to be able to have something to direct the listeners and viewers to from this podcast. But this podcast has to really be something. It has to be contributing something, and I just don't know if it is. I have no idea if anybody cares about this, and I have no idea if anybody will in the future if I continue to do this. So with that, there's all of these kind of problems that I'm laying out, and there's another side of me that looks at that and says, that's actually good to have a little challenge. Maybe I should be thinking of having a new thought once a week. Maybe I should force myself to do this even if I feel crummy. I should consciously be challenging myself to communicate with somebody else and have them on and hone my interview skills or my communication skills with another individual. And there are things of me doing this that do benefit me and in some way, like, you know, I've seen the benefits of having this kind of space to be able to just communicate verbally and vocally and have some semblance of feedback even, and there being some benefit to that. It's almost like therapy with a camera instead of a person. And maybe that's not as effective as therapy, but maybe it's just different and things have different effects on you. And you can deem that as being more effective or less, but there has been benefit from that. So I see that challenge of sort of forced creativity as a positive and a negative. There's positives and negatives to it. And I've been weighing out and seeing kind of where the balance and where the positives outweigh the negative. And I think the forced creation of weekly episodes has in the past and continues to cause an unneeded amount of stress and anxiety and challenge in this realm that doesn't work for me. And I think that's okay. I think that in my life, there'll be times where I have more free time and more ability or even more thoughts, or I'm doing a space where I'm working on myself more, so more interesting things are coming up and I'm able to share those in this format. And so maybe there'll be times when I can do this more often. And now it's like I'm literally working on 5 big documentaries and I've scheduled them out so that they work. And that I can do that. I can work on 5 major projects plus have this back burner alternative dwelling series that's sort of just a continual thing. That's the continual thing that is on the back burner. But it provides me with the means to support myself and my partner. And this provides me with no financial support. So that I got to take that element completely out of this project. And when I do that, I start to think, hey, having these few things on the back burner, what can I take off of that? Because I need to now focus because I have 5 documentaries I'm working on. And before, I was looking for work. Well, now I've created work for myself. I've created 5 documentary films to work on this year. So, do I need this extra work of doing a podcast when I'm seeing not that I'm seeing no benefit from it. I am seeing some benefit from it. Not that there's no potential in this, but I do question the potential. You know, I thought maybe by doing this consistently that I would build up a little bit of a community, I would build up a bit of an audience, and that could kind of compound and build on itself. And I just wonder if I'm providing any sort of value to my listeners and watchers through this content. And not just any value, because I'm sure I'm providing some value to some people, but I think, is my energy better put on other things that I create that provide a lot more value? And I think that we need to think about this, and I think for myself, you know, I'm talking to myself here, but I've come to the understanding that we have all these levels. You know, if you've played video games, you think, you know, you have a health bar, you have a mana bar, you have a stamina bar. And these things run out and they replenish. And there's different ways that we use that energy, and there's different ways that we replenish that energy. We need, you know, we need a mana potion, we need a health potion. You can take a stamina potion, right? There's all of these different ways, and maybe that's eating better, maybe that's sleeping, maybe that's, you know, working out, maybe there's all these different ways that we can improve the different aspects in our life. And I think in this life, it's not just stamina that we have. We have an emotional battery. We have an energy battery of physical alertness and awareness. And we have all these different batteries that replenish, and it's our life force, you know, and it replenishes a lot from when we sleep. And so we wake up with a certain ability in that day. We never drain that battery to zero. And if we are, we're doing too much, and you're going to break the machine, which is your body, right? You're going to break the electronics that battery's put in, because you've just exhausted it too many times. You've overworked the machine. So, but I think a lot of us are leaving capacity in our batteries every single day, and we're not getting the most use that we could. And I wonder, am I actually using all my batteries? Do I actually not have the energy to do this thing, this podcast? And I think I do, but I do think that it's taking from me in these key parts of my batteries, which is kind of my thinking, my creativity, and my work is creative work. So I need to use that on the things that are the most important pieces of work. I need to double down on the 20% that makes the 80% of value. And I need to cut out the 20%, or sorry, the 80% that accounts for the 20% of effort and value. So that's kind of what I'm thinking here. And I'm thinking that doing this weekly is causing too much of a challenge for me in this current moment in my life. That doesn't mean that I won't do that in the future, but this is just a thought that I've had. The other part of that comes up when I am thinking about this is this underlying fear. I think that I have a fear of doing something, and I have a fear of not doing something. And in this podcast, I've really worked through a lot of fears of doing things. I've been afraid to share how I feel, share deeper parts of myself. I've been afraid to embarrass myself, to be uncomfortable. I've been afraid to even just start, because I don't know how to start one of these. And I've worked through a lot of those fears. And now I have this fear of giving this up prematurely, of ruining something for myself. It's almost like I'm having to get over the failure, the sense of failure, because it is, you know, it has failed to become what it could be or what I've envisioned. So there's a lot of reckoning that I have to do. There's a lot of reckoning that I think we all need to think about, or that naturally occurs when we decide to stop doing something. It's the fear of the unknown. It's the fear of killing something, of death, right? Is this the death of this creation, this podcast that I've been doing? And with that death, what happens afterwards? Did I, by stopping doing something, have I killed something? And that killed thing could have been something. I'm not saying that I'm like shutting this podcast down or anything. I'm just saying that's the deeper feeling that goes on, the uncertainty of what lies beyond this podcast, what lies beyond me not doing this weekly. Is it actually better or is it worse? Because like I said, there are benefits to this. One of those benefits is having this therapeutic, cathartic feeling of sharing. And where am I going to get that in my other parts of my life? But I think with that fear and with that question, I have begun to answer it in a way of saying like, well, I need to find that in my like day-to-day life. I need to find that with people here. You know, like the only people I can have on my podcast are remote. The only people that are listening when I say this are remote. They're digital. If I talk like this with another individual that's in front of me, those experiences are often more impactful. Of course, they're not recorded, so they're sometimes having something recorded is really nice because you can kind of look back at it. But you've had a shared experience with somebody. And I think that there's value to that. And the feeling that occurs when you share something important with somebody else is a more powerful experience than when you share it with people remotely. There's absolute truth to that in today's age, and in my opinion. There's absolute truth to that, in my opinion. I would say that is a classic paradox of life. How something can be completely real and true, but only for you. And I think there's a lot of true things for us. And I need to respect myself. I need to ask these questions because something's going on. And I need to, you know, there's a part of me deep inside that asks the question, is this the right thing to use this energy on, this podcast? Should I be using this energy on something else, something bigger, something different? And I think when you have that feeling, it's important not to just give into it. It's important to acknowledge it and to answer it, and to not try to say, not answer it in a way of just being like, no, this is what I want to do, but answer it in a way of being like, what is like, yeah, let's ask that question together. Let's answer it together. It's a communicative, collaborative effort. Any sort of question that you have that comes up from within is, you're kind of asking that usually for a reason, I would say. So that's how I feel, that I'll continue to ask myself this question. I will continue to look into it. And I will basically ask myself the question, does it take away or add to my life? And this is a principle of stoicism, of minimalism, of living an efficient life. This can relate to all sorts of different things. But for me right now, it's this podcast, which is a weird meta thing to be talking to the people listening to this podcast about this podcast. And I've done this before, and I never feel confident or great about it because it feels like it could just come off as like complaining to the people that aren't here to get complained to. But I'm not really complaining. I'm just trying to discover more about myself. And that's how you do that, is by acknowledging the questions that come up within.